in boxes. Let's go. Hello and welcome back to Billionaires in Boxes Radio. Hope you are having a great day. For the next few minutes, sit back and enjoy. Let's hit it. What is it you actually want to be doing? This is that most people never have the luxury in life where they can stop and lay down on that beach and ask themselves some pretty emotional and deep questions like, why do I do what I do? Why does it matter? If money wasn't an objective, what would I be doing? What would I be spending my time doing? I was able to grow our sports consulting practice, which I love, by the way, because, I mean, if anyone who spent more than 30 seconds with me knows that I'm football mad. I will live it, breathe it. Like, I have... drives my wife crazy, by the way, who also loves football, but nowhere near as much as me. I have subscriptions to like non-league football channels, so I could like sometimes there are more people in my house watching the game than there are in the stadium. I say stadium, field. But I love it. It's something that I love. But I was only able to grow that sports consulting business and work with those clubs because I had a solid foundation, because I had monthly recurring revenue coming in, because I was taken care of, my family were taken care of, salaries were taken care of, my clients were taken care of, and now there was additional mental capacity, financial capacity, emotional capacity to go and find that thing that I really do love to do. So rather than kind of throwing away what you have, or do I scale it? Actually, there's a third option, which is why don't you maintain it, have somebody else help you to maintain it, potentially even somebody else to help you scale it, whilst you can go and pursue your other passion. You might be going through a real high in one aspect of your life and a real low in another aspect of your life at the exact same time. So I am here to tell you that you need to focus on the positive. Keep striving towards that win. Spend as much time in that winning feeling as humanly possible. Because despite what that inner voice in our mind says, that is the real and authentic version of you. That winner is the real version of you. Not the version of you that is failing. Not the version of you who is afraid of the world finding out who you are, your inadequacies, your failings, and everything else. Your brain is playing tricks on you. It's telling you that that's who you are. And unfortunately, society is really playing into that too. When you're trying to differentiate yourself, like how, I guess, is the first question that I would have back to you. I mean, you're talking about, you know, solid track record, but so does everybody else. How do you stand out? How do you make yourself look different? Well, the first thing is that you don't stand out by blending in. So if you're doing the same thing as everybody else, you got to quit that pretty quickly. And that might be that everyone else is doing a mailing list and doing all their stuff via email. So don't be the one that does it via text message or WhatsApp. I'm not suggesting that that's something you have to do, by the way. I'm just saying there are ways that you can stand out, but you're not going to do so by behaving like everybody else. But I think the biggest thing to take away from this one is it's better to be famous for 50 of the right people rather than 5 million of the wrong. So if what you're talking about is how do I get my content, how do I get my website, how do I get my LinkedIn profiles to stand out in comparison to my market, because we all do something similar, then the answer is that you use those platforms to position you as an authority, but actually your goal is strategic networking. Your goal is to go and meet those 50 people, not to have a profile so that when one of those 50 people land on it, they go, aha, this is the person I want to talk to. For me, it's the other way around. Stop thinking about it in a funnel where people are going to arrive, they're going to see a profile, and then you're going to book a call. Think of it the other way around. What if we change the process to say people are going to book a call, so they're going to check out your profile, so they're going to see you as an authority? The reality with these motivational videos is that they are designed for somebody that doesn't exist. The kind of person that will sacrifice every aspect of their life, sleep 5 minutes a day in order to achieve success. And you know what the funny thing is? It's nonsense. It's absolute nonsense. So let me give you an example. As a former professional athlete, I know that my week is broken into a mixture of strength, conditioning, rest, and then peak performance on game day. I'm well aware of that. But yet in business, we're taught that every day is peak performance day. And if you can't do that, then there's something wrong with you. There's got to be something wrong with you if you're not able to hustle and grind 24 hours a day focused on your business. Like, build that dream, focus on it. And it's so upsetting to see, because everybody can recognize in sports that if I've played a phenomenal game on the Sunday, let's say I've played a sports game, I've spent 90 minutes on the field, I've busted a gut, I've given everything I possibly can, nobody would expect me to play the same game the following day. And why not? Well, because I'm likely to get injured. I'm likely to burn out. Something negative is going to happen as a result of me pushing my body too far. Yet why do we feel it's okay to push ourselves that far and our energy levels and our minds and our brains and our well-being that far just to have success in business? If you are spending so much of your life and your business focused on hustle, focused on grind, focused on 10, 15, 16 hour days, then you're doing it wrong. And I want to be the person that tells you that, and it might hurt, and you might dislike me for telling you this. But I promise you, if you play the game of business like you would an athlete, and you focus on having 1, 2, maximum 3 games of peak performance per week, and dedicate the rest of the week to rest, recovery, and strengthening your position, your business will thrive as a result. And you know the best part of this? So will your friendships. So will your relationships. So will your love. So what I want you to do off the back of this video is 2 things for me, please. One is that I don't care whether it's an alcoholic drink, your smoothie, your Starbucks, your water, your coffee, not your Starbucks, don't drink Starbucks, your coffee, your water, your tea, whatever. I want you to raise a toast to all of our friends who are no longer with us. I think it's good to sit and remember them and remember how much we love them and the impact that they had on our lives. And then the second thing I want you to do is I want you to text 10 people. Just reach out to 10 of your friends and just let them know, hey, I'm just checking in to tell you that I love you, I'm thinking of you, and I want to know how you're doing. Doesn't matter how long it's been since you've last spoke to them. In fact, the longer it's been since you spoke to them, the better. Please don't put it off. Thank you so much for watching this interview on Billionaires in Boxers. If you would like to join us as a guest on Billionaires in Boxers, or indeed on Palooza TV, all you have to do is email us at vipbookings@billionairesinboxers.com.